Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And it's lovely to have your company on a Saturday afternoon, doing it from Shark Park. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence and Tony Squires with you in the Canterbury Cup. The Mounties 26 lead the Jets 10, 23 and a half minutes to go in that game. Of course, all heading towards the Sharks and the Titans. We've heard from both of the coaches. Plenty more in front of us, including the great man himself, Peter Stirling, will join us. He walks in as we speak.
Wow, greatness.
Yes. What timing.
He will have a chat about what has happened and what he's enjoyed so far this round, but what to look forward to as well, part of that call, which starts at 3 o'clock. So much ahead, including this man, the great from the Dragons, Mr. Paul Vaughan. G'day, mate.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Very well, thank you. I like what you're doing. We're talking about it earlier. Last year and the year before, the whole ridiculous idea of winning a lot of games early and then slowing down to the back end. Just swap it around.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a tough start the season so far. Obviously, there's been a couple of situations with our forwards that have been a little bit tough to take, but losing through the last week was a little bit hard too. But like I said, a bit of a tough start to the season, but we'll be right.
Mate, what was said there at halftime? You guys went in with a lead there, and then the second half, South, they went to another level, and the Dragons just couldn't go with them.
Yeah, I think our completions and the possession rate was pretty positive for us. But like the past week, I think the start of the second half wasn't good enough. We did all the hard work in the first half to lay a really good platform, and then first 5 to 10 minutes in the second half sort of let us down a little bit, and then it just compounded from there. So it's always hard to, hard to win games when we're not holding on to the ball and make it hard for ourselves. But that's something we have to address this week. And with the Broncos, with how well they played last night, it's going to be another tough game up at Suncorp.
Obviously, tough. No Jack, no Tyson, but Blake Laurie got just the second start of his career. And I know you guys went down, but you must have been impressed with the effort that he put in.
Yeah, Blake's first half was unreal. Offensively, he carried the ball really strong, and he gets through a fair bit of work too. I think he's only a young fella, only 22 years old, and he's got a really good head on his shoulders, and he plays the game nice and tough, and does all the small things too, which I always really appreciate. He's great to play with, and I think he'll probably be there for quite a long time.
And you guys were pretty active in the off season. You brought in Corey Norman. What's he brought to the group?
Yeah, Cozzes is a little silky in a fence there, and great with sort of getting the boys around and leading the boys around the park, and just his game management's probably up there too. He's one of his best attributes. So, Corey's going to be really good for us this season and the next few seasons as well. So, with the attack and where we want to go, I think he's going to provide a lot of points as well, which is obviously what we need.
And Paul Vaughan, as it always is with the Dragons, there's a lot of chat about whatever happens. Gareth Widdop moving from 5'8 to fullback now that Corey Norman is there. That whole process, there's a lot of talk about, we should abandon that immediately. What's the feeling within the group?
I think with Gaz back at fullback, I think we've got to stay with that. It's obviously been two games that haven't gone our way, but we can't hit panic stations already. Like I said, it's very early into the season, and I think Gaz, he's played some great football there for England in the games that he has. So, I think we're going to stay with that. We just need a little bit of continuity there for the next couple of games, and we got to do our jobs in the forward. So, we've got to get the boys forward and hold out. It'll start well in the second half, and obviously start well in the first half. And I think that's going to go a long way to helping us achieve what we want to achieve.
Hey, Vaughan, I see a lot of the boys in and around Wollongong, whether it's playing golf or doing some stuff, but, mate, you're a bloke who takes care of yourself for a front rower. You've been spending a lot of time at that now cryotherapy, getting the rig right, mate. Is that okay to do, mate?
Yeah, mate, I am. Outside of football, I like to do a fair few things, like play golf, tennis, and all that kind of stuff. So just, I'll try and work on my recovery as best I can, especially with that 5-day turn after the first game in Townsville. That was a bit of a tough one. So, it's such a tough game these days, just being consistent week in, week out. So I'm always trying to do as much as I can to sort of get the body right for each week. So, shout out to cryotherapy and Wollongong, they're keeping it together.
And also, Blake Laurie, you've taken him under your wing too, mate. I thought he did a really good job for the other night, mate, in his start there in the back row.
yeah, he did really well. You know, me and Blake, we're pretty tight off the field. And he's a good young kid, so, you know, just I'd like to sort of, you know, give him a little bit of advice and help him out in his game, and, because I think he's going to be the Saints for a long time, and they'll probably build a nice, strong team around him for the future as well. So it's always good to have, you know, just a helping hand, I guess.
Hey, being down from the coast, I see all of the Sydney boys are on the Dragons bus. They seem to have a bit of a good time. Do you feel jealous? Do you feel left out that you're not a part of all of those shenanigans?
Nah. Oh, sorry about that. Not really. I think it's a fair distance to travel after training. And when you're getting flogged in pre-season, I'm happy to just drive 10 minutes down the road and, you know, get straight on the couch. But yeah, I think, you know, the boys love it. Obviously brings the team nice and close together. So all positives, I think.
All right. Well, let's hope it's all positive on the field next week. Looking forward to see how you boys go. Paul Vaughan, thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, great, Paul Vaughan. They did get beaten, the Dragons, 34-18. That's a look at the Tyre Power scoreboard. Can they turn it around next week? Next time, though...